今天早上你就是那个照亮我们的光。
This morning you will shine upon us.
当我们每一次来打开你的话语的时候，我们就感觉你就是那个光。
Every time we opened up your word, we feel that you are the light.
若是不是光照亮我们，我们就不能得到什么。
If you do not enlighten us, then we will not gain anything.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Christ's name.
约书亚记第十四章。
Joshua chapter 14.
这章不太长，所以我们一起来念一遍。
This is not a long chapter, so we will read together once.
好，预备，来。以色列人在迦南地所得的产业，就是祭司以利亚撒和嫩得使约书亚，并以色列各支派的族长所分给他们的，都记在下面。在耶和华借摩西所吩咐的，把产业分割分给九个半支派。原来摩西在约旦河东已经把产业分给大
利
派，只是在他们中间没有把产业分给利未人，因为约瑟的子孙是两个支派，就是马拿西和
以法莲。But only towns to live in, with pasturelands for their flocks and herds.So the Israelites divided the land, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Now the man of Judah approached Joshua at Gilgal, and Caleb son of Jephunneh in Canaan. You know what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, and he did it for you. About you when you were, I was 40 years old, and this is the son of God.
对约书亚说，耶和华在加底斯巴尼亚一个罗尼一对神明摩西说的话，你都知道了。
So my brothers who went up with me made the hearts of the people melt with fear.
使百姓的心焦化。
So on the day Moses swore to me, the land on which your feet have walked will be your inheritance, and that your children forever, because you have followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly. Now then, just as the Lord promised, he has kept me alive for 45 years since the time he said this to Moses. For Israel moved about in the desert. So here I am today, 85 years old. I am still as strong today as the day Moses set me out. I am just as vigorous to go out to battle now as I was then. Now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. You yourself heard it that the Amalekites were there, and their cities were large and fortified. But the Lord promised me this kingdom.I will drive them out just as he said. Then Joshua blessed Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and gave him Hebron as his inheritance. So Hebron has grown to Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, ever since, because he followed the Lord, the God of Israel, wholeheartedly. Hebron used to be called Kiriath Arba, and after Arba, who was the greatest man.
在这一段圣经里面，我们今天要来一起思想三件事情。
In this chapter, we will be contemplating upon three things.
头一件事情是讲到神的产业是怎么样得来的，我们怎么样来得到神的产业。
First, we want to talk about how we can gain the inheritance from God.
第二点，我们讲到迦勒，他是一个得产业的人。
Second, we will talk about Caleb, who is one who gained his inheritance.
最后我们来讲到迦勒所得到的是什么。
Lastly, we will talk about what Caleb has received.
当我们读约书亚记的时候，我们发现有两样东西我们一直读到。
When we read the book of Joshua, we discover there's two things we constantly pop up to us.
不是地呢，就是城。
It is either the land or the city.
特别是从十四章以后啊，简直没有别的东西，不是地就是城。
Especially from chapter 14 on, all we will see is about land and city.
从十四章、十五章、十六章、十七章、十八章、十九章，一直到二十章，都是讲的都是城，是地。
From from the chapter 14 all the way to 20 is all talk about land and city.
在圣经里面，这个地和这个城都代表，都有一个属灵的代表。
In the Bible, we know that there is spiritual meanings to land and cities.
讲到地是代表属灵的丰富。
The land talks about the spiritual abundance.
那个城就代表神的心意。
And the city represents God's will.
所以在这里，他们一直在讲城，在讲地的时候，就是一直在讲到神的丰富和神的旨意。
And here we see that they continually to talk about God's abundance and God's will.
如果你注意来读的时候，当以色列人在迦南地来征战的时候，他们每次都是攻打那个城。
If you read carefully, every time when the Israelites fought in the battle, they were always fighting with a particular city.
神没有说他们来攻打那个地。
God did not say that they were fighting against a land.
但是他们得到那个城的时候，他们就得到那个地了。
But when they have obtained the city, they also obtained the land.
这今天在我们属灵里面的原则也是这样。
Today, this is still the same spiritual principle for us.
如果我们得到神的心意，我们在神的心意的里面，我们就得到那神的丰富。
If we know God's will and we are in God's will, then we will also receive God's abundance.
有没有之后我们这样想，为什么好像我的属灵里面不丰富呢？
Is there a time you have ever wondered about why your spiritual life is not abundant?
为什么我的属灵的里面不像别人那么丰富呢？
Why and not as bountiful as some other people?
因为我可能不完全在神的旨意的。
Maybe because I am not totally within God's will.
如果我们来追求神的旨意，就是追求那个城的时候，
If we pursue after God's will, which is that city,
那个地呢，自然就是我们的。
Then the land will be belong to us.
那这是我们在读约书亚记的一个很重要的一点。
This is a very important thing that we need to realize when we study the book of Joshua.
当以色列人在分产业的时候，约书亚记这里叫告诉我们说，是怎么样分的。
When the Israelites were dividing the land amongst themselves, Joshua told us how they were dividing the land.
在第一节里面告诉我们有祭司以利亚撒，有嫩的儿子约书亚，还有各支派的族长。
Verse 1 tells us that the priest Eleazar and Joshua son of Nun and the heads of the tribal clan, they were all there.
以利亚撒这个名字是什么意思呢？
What does the name Eleazar mean?
这个以利亚撒这个字原来的意思就是叫做神所帮助的。
It means God's help.
这个产业，我们所得产业不是靠着人的力量。
When we receive our inheritance, it is not by man's help.
若神不允许我们的话，我们是没有办法得产业的。
If God would not promise us this land, then we would not be able to gain the land.
嫩的儿子约书亚，这个嫩这个人的名字，他的嫩这个字叫做永远。
And Joshua son of Nun, and the name Nun means forever.
约书亚的意思叫做救主。
And Joshua means savior.
所以嫩的儿子约书亚就代表一个永远的救主。
So Joshua son of Nun represents that he is our savior forever.
这是我们得产业的一个凭据。
And this is the assurance when we gain our land.
所以这两个人加起来，就是说我们得产业，一方面是神的应许。
So when we in order to gain our inheritance, one hand is by God's promise.
但是另外还要靠着这永远的救主。
We also need the help of the Savior.
就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And that is our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是除此之外，还有另外一般人。
And besides this, we see another group of people.
就是以色列各支派的族长。
And these are the heads of the tribal clans of Israel.
这个以色列各支派的族长就代表所有的一千以色列人。
And these people represent all the Israelites.
我们不但是神把这个产业为我们所预备好了以后，这还需要所有以色列人去得到它。
Even though God has prepared our inheritance for us, but He also needs all the Israelites to rise up to gain them.
如果以色列人不过约旦河的话，他们不能得产业。
If the Israelites have not crossed the River Jordan, then they cannot receive their inheritance.
虽然神已经允许了。
Even though God has promised.
虽然约书亚已经带领他们了。
And Joshua has led them.
如果以色列人不过约旦河，他们不能得产业。
However, if they do not cross the river, then they will not be able to gain their inheritance.
如果他们不愿意来征战，他们也不能得产业。
If they're unwilling to fight, they also cannot receive inheritance.
所以这三件事都需要成就，他们才能得产业。
So all these three things must be accomplished first in order for them to receive their inheritance.
第二点，我们来讲到迦勒这个人。
Secondly, we want to talk about Caleb.
这个人是一个得产业的人。
He's a person who gained his inheritance.
在以西结书里面，以西结所看到的那个意象里面，就有两个人的子孙，一个是撒都，一个是迦勒。
And in the book of Ezekiel, we see that in the vision of Ezekiel, he has seen two descendants. One is the descendant of Caleb, the other is the priest Zadok.
让我们看见这个迦勒的子孙在神的心意里面是很有地位的。
So we see that the descendants of Caleb are placed in an important position in God's heart.
头一点我们注意到的就是在第六节那里讲到，那时犹太人和迦勒来到基甲来见约书亚。
In verse 6, we see that the men of Judah and Caleb went to see Joshua.
这个迦勒是一个来到基甲的一个人。
And Caleb is a person who came to Gilgal.
一个人可以成为一个得救的人，但是一个得救的人仍然可以活在肉体的里面。
A person can be saved and still live in flesh.
像在哥林多这个教会里面的人一样。
For example, the people at Church of Corinth.
哥林多的教会有很大的恩赐。
The Church of Corinth, they have great gifts.
但他们不是得产业的人。
But they are not people who receive their inheritance.
他们受了神各样的恩典，但他们不能够得到产业。
They have received all kinds of blessings from God, yet they cannot obtain their inheritance.
因为他们还没有脱离他们的肉体。
Because they have not laid aside their self, their flesh.
在这里，迦勒乃是个来到基甲的人。
But here we see Caleb is the person who came to Gilgal.
他这个人不但是有恩赐，他能够乃是能够得产业。
He has gifts from God. He also came to receive the land.
第二点，迦勒这个人有一个特点，就是他抓住神给他的应许。
Secondly, Caleb is a person who grab hold onto God's promise.
这个45年前神所说的话，他还记得。
What God has told him 45 years ago, he still remembered.
弟兄姊妹，有谁能够记得45年以前神给他的应许？
Brother and sister, can you remember the promise that God has given to you 45 years ago?
但他按照这个应许来到约书亚的面前。
We see Caleb came to Joshua by this promise.
他说你知道了。
He says you have heard.
约书亚跟迦勒两个人同时站在那里，神对摩西说的。
Because Caleb and Joshua were there together when God spoke to Moses.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个得产业的人。
This is the person who received his inheritance.
弟兄姊妹，神有没有对你应许过？
Has God ever promised you anything?
神实在对我们应许太多了。
God has truly promised us many things.
我们读圣经的时候，我们听弟兄姊妹交通的时候，我们知道神对我们的应许太多了。
When we read the Bible and when we hear the fellowship among brothers and sisters, we know God has promised us many things.
常常我们都没有去抓住它。
But many times we do not grab hold of these promises.
当我们没有抓住这个应许的时候，我们就没有得到。
And when we did not grapple at these promises, then we will not be able to have these promises.
因为约书亚没有替迦勒记得的。
Because Joshua did not remember for Caleb.
约书亚不是到了之后就说迦勒啊，当时主是这样吩咐，所以我把这个地分给你。
At the point in time, Joshua did not say, Caleb, I remember God promised you this, therefore I gave you the land.
那是迦勒来提醒约书亚说。主是这样说的。
But Caleb himself has to remind Joshua that this is what the Lord has said to us.
第三件事，让我们觉得迦勒他是很特别的。
The third thing that made Caleb a very special man.
在第九节那里说，他说我乃是专心跟从耶和华。
Verse 9 says, I follow the Lord wholeheartedly.
这个人他是一个专心来跟从神的人。
He is a person who followed the heart.Wholeheartedly.
这是一件非常难的事。
And this is a very difficult thing.
因为当时十二个人去做探子的时候。
At that time there were 12 spies.
只有两个人是赞成要去的。
Only two suggest that they should go up to the city.
有十个人是反对那两个人的。
But 10 of them objected.
今天如果你是在那两个人中间里面的一个。
Today, if you're one of the two,
有十个人来反对你们两个人
and there are 10 people objecting you,
你是不是还能够来跟从神呢？
Can you still follow the Lord?
这是很难的一件事。
This is a very difficult situation.
如果你是十个人里面的，有两个人来反对你的话，你是很容易跟从神的。
If you are one among the ten and two people objecting you, then it is easy for you to follow the Lord.
但是相反的话，就非常难了。
But vice versa, it will be difficult.
不但是那十个人反对他，甚至整个以色列的百姓都来反对这加勒跟约瑟两个人。
Not only the ten spies that objected to Caleb and Joshua, but the entire Israelites, they were all objecting them.
这个时候你还能跟随神吗？
At this time, can you still follow the Lord?
整个以色列人里面几百万人里面，只有约书亚跟加勒两个人意思是一样的，可能摩西跟他们也一样。
And hundreds of thousands of Israelites, they were all against you, and only Moses, maybe Moses and Joshua were on your side.
所以在这45年，在38年在旷野里面的时候，就只有加勒跟约书亚他们的心智是一样的。
So in the 38 years that they will wander in the wilderness, only Caleb and Joshua share the same mind.
他们是非常容易就失去那跟随神的心。
It is very easy for them to lose their heart to follow God.
但是加勒他并没有这样。
But Caleb did not do so.
我们在地上的年日就好像以色列人在旷野的38年一样。
Our days on earth is just like the Israelites wandering in the wilderness.
在这里喜爱神心意的人不多。
There are only a few people who love and desire the will of God.
专心跟随主的人更少。
And people who follow the Lord with whole heart, it is very few.
但是凡是要得产业的人，弟兄姊妹，如果我们的心里面是要得产业的人，我们必须要专心的来跟随神。
But sister, if you want to receive your inheritance, we must follow the Lord wholeheartedly.
什么叫专心呢？
What does it mean to follow the Lord wholeheartedly?
加勒到迦南地的时候，他乃是进到一个地方叫做希伯伦。
When Caleb entered into the land of Canaan, he went into a place called Hebron.
那个时候他的心就在那个希伯伦上面。
At that time, his heart was set on the land of Hebron.
到45年以后呢，他的心还在那个希伯伦那个地方。
45 years later, his heart is still set on that place.
这叫做专心。
This is wholeheartedly.
神在我们里面是不是成了一个形象？
Do we have the image in the form of God within us?
那个叫我们45年都不忘记。
That we will never forget, even after 45 years.
一个教会在神的面前是不是能够讨神的喜悦，不是在那个教会的人多或人少。
Will a church be pleasing before the Lord? It does not matter whether there's many people in the church or very few.
乃是在那个教会里面有多少人是专心的来跟随。
But it depended on how many people in that church who follow the Lord wholeheartedly.
因为如果没有这样的人的话，神不能够在他们身上得到满足。
Without these kind of people, God's heart cannot be satisfied.
所以基督在地上的时候，他不能够在耶路撒冷得到安息，他必须要到伯大尼才能得到安息。
When Christ was on earth, he cannot find rest in Jerusalem, but he has to go to Bethany.
是耶路撒冷的人多呢，还是伯大尼的人多呢？
Aren't there more people in Jerusalem than Bethany?
那是因为伯大尼有专心跟随的人。
But the Lord went to Bethany because at Bethany there are people who follow the Lord with whole heart.
专心跟随主的人就是得产业的人。
And those are the people who receive their inheritance.
最后我们看见加勒所得到的产业是什么。
Lastly, we will see the inheritance which Caleb has received.
他所得到的乃是一座城叫做希伯伦。
He has gained a city called Hebron.
希伯伦这个字有这样的一个意思。
And Hebron has this meaning.
就是联盟。
That is confederacy.
这个字很这是什么意思呢？
So what does that mean?
就是讲到人跟人联合在一起。
When man united with another man.
或者一个国跟另外一个国联合在一起。
Or one nation united with another nation.
这个字就有另外一个意思。
And this word also has another meaning.
叫做朋友。
And that is French friends.
这个为什么叫朋友呢？
Why is it friends?
因为亚伯拉罕当时住在希伯伦住了很久。
Abraham lived at Hebron for a long time.
在亚伯拉罕大家都说他是神的朋友。
And everyone called Abraham the friend of God.
结果呢，就是希伯伦就 有这个意思，叫做朋友。
Therefore, Hebron also has this meaning, friends.
弟兄姊妹，这个希伯伦实在代表神的心意。
And Hebron truly represented God's will.
但希伯伦告诉我们，这里是神跟人一个联盟。
And it is here that man and God are united.
是在希伯伦这个地方，神向亚伯拉罕说了许多的应许。
It is at this place, Hebron, that God spoke to Abraham and promised him many things.
神把亚伯拉罕从加勒底召出来的时候，要他进到迦南地。
When God has called Abraham out of the land of Chaldea, he asked him to enter into this land.
他就住在这个希伯伦这个地方。
And Abraham dwelled in the land of Hebron.
在希伯伦这个地方，神跟人立约了。
And it is at this place God made a covenant with man.
这就是这个联盟，神跟人联盟了。
And that is that confederacy.
在这个联盟的里面，人就成为神的朋友。
And in this confederacy, man has become God's friend.
这个是神的心意。
This is God's will.
神把这个城赐给了迦勒。
That God has given the city to Caleb.
一个人在神的面前要专心得到神的产业，他所得到的实在太美好了。
If a person is follow the Lord wholeheartedly, his inheritance before the Lord is beautiful.
他成为神的朋友。
He has become God's friend.
他在神的面前与神立了约。
And he can make covenant with God.
当亚伯拉罕死的时候，亚伯拉罕的遗体就埋在希伯伦。
After Abraham died, his body was buried at Hebron.
不但是这样，他的太太埋在那里。
His wife Sarah was also buried there.
他的儿子以撒也埋在那里。
And Isaac, his son, was also buried there.
利百加还有雅各都埋在那里。
Rebecca and Jacob were also buried there.
当雅各年老的时候，在埃及的时候，他有一个心愿。
When Jacob was in Egypt and in his old age,
他告诉他的儿子要把他的遗骨要带到这个希伯伦去。
He told his son that when he died, bring his bones and bury them at Hebron.
这是以色列人的所有的列祖他们的心所向往的一个地方。
And all the forefathers of Israelites, their heart desires at this place.
也在这里，神跟他们立约了。
Because it is here God had made a covenant with them.
也在这里，他们成了神的朋友。
It is here that they have become God's friend.
这是进迦南的一个目的。
And this is the purpose that they enter into the land of Canaan.
这个城却是属于迦勒。
And this city belongs to Caleb.
我们看见神对专心寻求他的人是何等的好。
We see how God blessed those people who followed him wholeheartedly.
在希伯伦这个地方也成为大卫作王的一个地方。
And this is also the place that David sat upon the throne.
大卫作王有七年半的时间是在希伯伦作王。
He set his throne here for 7.5 years.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见最宝贵的一件事乃是成为神的朋友。
But sister, we see the most precious thing is for us to become God's friend.
这是神呼召我们出埃及的。
This is the purpose God has called us out of Egypt.
但是只有一个专心来跟从神的人。
But only a person who followed God with whole heart.
一个人要来得到神的产业的人。
Only a person who desires to receive inheritance from the Lord.
得到这个美丽的城。
Then he can obtain this beautiful city.
在迦南地里面有好多的城。
There are many cities in the land of Canaan.
这些城都代表神的心意。
And all these cities represent the will of God.
当我们在神的心意的里面的时候，
When we are within the will of God,
整个迦南这个丰富都是我们的。
Then all the riches of the land of Canaan belongs to us.
但愿我们在地上的时候都有这样一个心智。
We wish that we will all have this conviction while we are on earth.
就是我们要来专心的来跟从神。
That we will follow the Lord with our heart.
我们的心是在迦南。
Our heart should dwell in Canaan.
虽然我们经过很多很多的地方，我们经过旷野，我们也经过河东之地，我们也经过巴山之地。
Even though we have walked through the wilderness and walked through the land east of Jordan and also the land of Bashan.
我们的心应该像迦勒一样。
But our heart should be like Caleb.
他的心是定睛在希伯伦那地方。
He has focused his attention to the land of Hebron.
虽然他还需要征战才能把希伯伦那个地方得到。
Even though he still has to fight in order to obtain this land.
但是他相信这是神给他的。
But he believed that God has already given the land to him.
所以我们感谢神，我们也相信神已经给了我们。
We thank the Lord because we believe God has also given us our inheritance.
我们看见那个桌上的饼和杯，我们就知道神已经给我们。
When we see the bread and the cup upon the table, we know that God has already given it to us.
当神不允许他自己的儿子的时候，他不把最好的都给我们。
When He sacrificed His own Son, when He gave us even the best.
所以求主怜悯我们，在地上的时候，愿意做一点得产业的。
May God have mercy on us that while we are on earth, we will be people who desire to receive our inheritance.
得救的人多，但是有心愿要得产业的人。
There are many people who are saved, yet those people who desire the inheritance are few.
对，求主来怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
在我里面给我们一颗心，乃是要得到什么产业。
Work into us a heart that desires for His inheritance.
我们一起有祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we praise and thank you.
因为你为专心寻求你的人。所预备的实在是美好。
Because what you have prepared for those people who follow you is truly beautiful.
你乃是要他们成为你的朋友。
You want them to become your friends.
主，你谢谢你，你是我们的安息。
But we thank you because you are our rest.
主，你也是我们的丰富。
You are also our riches.
主，我们的心要来献给你。
We want to offer our hearts to you.
虽然我们常常还在旷野里面行走。
Even though we still walk in the wilderness.
求主用迦南地来吸引我们。
May you attract our hearts with the land of Canaan.
让我们像迦勒一样，成为一个专心跟随主的人。
May we are like Caleb who follows you with whole heart.
我们这样祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.